Hello and welcome to the Video Game Podcast for May 11th, 2012. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, and Entertainment Earth does not sell video games, but I do like to talk about them. Some of the interesting news this week should interest you older retro gamers quite a bit. The creators of Space Quest have announced more on their new adventure game on Kickstarter. Like all old Sierra Online employees, the two guys from Andromeda are doing a Kickstarter game called the Two Guys Space Venture. Don't really know what it is yet. It needs $500,000 in pledges to get made. I'm going to see if I can pull this up and see what it's at right now. Here we go, Space Venture. I'm picking this up. The Space Quest game series was really cool. You played a janitor who walked around and tried not to die, but there were a lot of interesting ways to die. The game has $124,000 pledged in less than a week, and that's pretty good. A new old Metroid password was discovered. If you didn't know about this, it's pretty exciting news. Growing up, you probably knew about the legendary Justin Bailey password on the NES Metroid game. I just found out there's another one called Narpass Sordo, or Not a Real Password Zero. Basically, you can look this up online. Just type in Narpass, which is spelled like it sounds, NARPASSWORD0. And then the next thing, just a row of zeros, and it's basically a God mode code where you have unlimited missiles, even though it doesn't show it. It looks like you have unlimited health, even though it doesn't quite show it. And your weapon is a freeze beam that uses the wave beam sprite in ice beam colors. So if that makes sense to you and you've played Metroid, and it should, you gotta try it out. It's neat, because you have basically everything from the beginning, I think, because you start off looking yellow, but when you go through a door, it looks like you have the Varia suit. So it's confusing, but it's neat. You should try it. In the realm of downloads, the PlayStation 3 has Need for Speed The Run and Saints Row the Third, as well as the PSN download Datura. The PSP minis this week include one game, Knight Fortix 2. PSP Vita has nothing, but the Xbox 360 has Minecraft, which I'm told was profitable in about 2 hours. Apparently it's one of the most popular downloads ever, and it's $20. The Wii has Virtual Console's Wonder Boy and Monster Land from the arcade, and Monster World 4, which was a Mega Drive game overseas that was never released in the US before. So if you like the Genesis, you'll love the Mega Drive games. The DSi has Paul's Shooting Adventure 2, and the 3DS has Sudoku by Nicoli, which is 50 puzzles for $5. On sale at Entertainment Earth! T-shirts! You have a torso, you need to cover it, because we are decent Americans. Except for those of us who are overseas, you're also decent. These amazing t-shirts are on sale, buy four, get a fifth free. You can choose from over 1,000 styles, including Star Wars, Star Trek, Doctor Who, we've got Street Fighter, we've got all kinds of stuff. We even have Entertainment Earth logo shirts, which are quite nice, and if we have the style from the previous year, it's got a big old wind-up toy key on the back, which is pretty cool. So check them out on our website today. You know, your old t-shirts, maybe they're like mine, they're fading a little bit. Maybe you got a little tiny hole you hope nobody noticed yet. Not a bad time to replace your t-shirts, because if you buy four, you get a fifth free. If you buy eight, you get a ninth and a tenth free. And if you buy 100, I don't feel like doing the math, but that's a lot of t-shirts, and I would thank you forever for buying 100 t-shirts. So check them out at sale.entertainmentearth.com right now, unless you're driving, because we don't want you getting an accident. Rounding out the week, we've got some new arrivals for you. A Pac-Man sound keychain, and there's also a Pac-Man electronic sound bank, which makes noises from the video games when you drop in your change. I played with them both at Toy Fair in New York. They are really neat. There's also some Pac-Man bandages. There's a whole bunch of Pac-Man stuff coming out all of a sudden, and I gotta say, I like it. I think it's basically the game's, 31st anniversary, more or less, so it's pretty cool to see some of the old stuff. I used to have a Pac-Man TV tray back in the day that had like a pixel layout of the level on it, so you could eat and watch TV and look at Pac-Man and on a sheet of metal. It was fun, and we liked it, because we're old. Other new additions this week include the Gears of War 3 Butcher Cleaver Weapon Prop Replica and the Phantasy Star Online Rascal Shokugan Action Figure. They're nice. We're adding a whole bunch of new stuff, including a ton of Angry Birds games and shirts and plush and hats and kickballs, all kinds of stuff. Maybe not hats, but there were definitely kickballs. And if you have a store, don't forget, you can order these items wholesale from EE Distribution. Go to our site and look for that link and open up an account with us today. You can order by the case at wholesale pricing. And isn't that awesome? I think it is. So check all that out at EntertainEarth.com. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/EntEarth. And I will see you next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast.